Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, February 2nd. U.S. equity futures are flat to up this morning. You have S&P futures up 27 points. That's about 55 basis points. You have NASDAQ futures surging up about 173 points. That's about 1%. And then Dow futures are unchanged. Remember, Apple is in the Dow. And then just looking at pre-market trading, you have Meta surging 16%. You have Amazon up 6.5%. You have Apple down 2.5%. Turning to Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 60 to 70 basis points. Broad gains in Europe. You have most major subgroups in the green. You're seeing outperformance in autos, staples, luxury, banks, retail, and real estate. You're seeing underperformance in energy, which is down about 1%, and then basic resources, which are off about 30 basis points. And then in Asia, you generally saw gains except for China. So you had the Nikkei rally 40 basis points. You had the Hang Seng fall 20 basis points. The Shanghai comp dropped 1.5%. So the big incremental news for today is on earnings. Meta was spectacular. Amazon was extremely strong. I have details on both of those in the piece. Apple was more underwhelming, especially compared to those two. Upside on EPS and revenue for the quarter, but notable weakness in China, softness in the services business, the guidance on the top line for the March quarter fell short. They performed very well on margins. The margin guidance was relatively robust too, but certainly underwhelming, especially compared to its two peers. A few other earnings out last night that were very notable. I have a lot of details in the piece, but it's definitely the Amazon and Meta story this morning. And then in Europe, some decent earnings reports as well, including from Mercedes, which had an upside pre-announcement on cash flow. You had Danske Bank, and then a few other companies also in Europe trading up on earnings. So decent evening and morning for earnings. That is really kind of the major news for today. Otherwise, not a whole lot incremental to talk about on the macro front. You did have a downside CPI report out of South Korea for the month of January. You also had the latest UN food price index for January, which fell both sequentially and year on year. So some disinflationary data points today, but none of those really, I think, matter so much for the US. It's really about earnings. The focus for today will obviously be on the jobs report at 8:30. I have details. I have a preview in a piece I sent around yesterday, so that's up on the website. I kind of think, just going back over the last several months with this jobs report, it's the ultimate Rorschach test for the market, whereby you can look at it, and if you're bullish or bearish or hawkish or dovish, you can kind of find ammunition within the release to justify your view. And I suspect today will be no different. I think as far as the Fed is concerned, if you were to ask Powell to list his, the top economic numbers he's looking at closest, it's going to be PCE, CPI, and then probably further down the list is the monthly jobs report. Obviously, they care about labor, they care about the state of the economy, but I think their focus right now is exclusively or nearly exclusively on if the current trend of inflation continues. And that's something Powell said on Wednesday. Basically said, we don't need inflation to get better. We want to see it stay on the current trajectory. So you get a really important CPI revision next Friday. And then we're coming in, we'll start to get to January inflation figures over the coming weeks, CPI and PCE. I think that's really what's most important versus the jobs report. But I have further thoughts on it in the piece. And then you have a few earnings reports this morning as well, including AbbVie, Bristol-Myers, Charter, Cigna, Chevron, and Exxon. And then the 60 Minutes announced that they will be interviewing Powell this coming Sunday. Sunday night is when 60 Minutes will formally air. Keep in mind, though, that historically 60 Minutes will release snippets from its various interviews during the day. So we could get some segments from that 60 Minutes clip that crossed during trading today. So just keep that in mind. You will be on seeing 60 Minutes Sunday night. And then that's pretty much everything for this morning. Just looking into next week, some of the main events will be the services ISM on Monday. You get the Fed's bank loan officer survey also Monday. You get Australian central bank decision. You get ECB inflation expectation survey. And then that US CPI revision on Friday is going to be really important. another busy week of earnings, although we're kind of past the peak as far as calendar Q4 companies are concerned. Peak volume of reports is in the past, but there are a lot of big names on the calendar for next week, including Monday morning, you get Caterpillar, Estee Lauder, McDonald's, and onsemi, and then a lot of others. The for China, Alibaba reports Wednesday morning. That kind of kicks off the big China tech earnings season. So that will be watched very closely as well. And that is everything for today, Friday, February 2nd. Thank you, everyone, for listening.